My first question is, when did you come to Civitella? What do you most remember of your time there?
It's an interesting question. I mean, one, I remember my fellow at the time was Mark Dion. So he and his girlfriend or wife, partner, they rented a car. And we went around, you know, like little adventure trips in Umbria, which were fantastic. This is one, like, amazing landscape and, you know, like researching. Second, I remember very vividly how we went all together, all these Civitella fellows, to eat some sundaes. And we arrived in the middle of a little town, and there were like a little coffee open, and all the tables were occupied. But we just came as a bunch of guys. And then people step and give us the tables. That was pretty nice. And then this is very, very clear in my mind. And then I also remember I had a fairly long time to think and talk and work. Yeah, I never get this time again since then.
Do you think art residencies are useful and productive for all stages of an artist's life?
See, I have no idea for the others, but for me it was very, very helpful at the time. First of all, I get money. Just joking. No, but I imagine, so I'm in some place, somebody give me food and space to draw, you know, and I have all the day for this, for my art. Now, when I'm at home, part of the day is like to find money to live, right? So this is very good breaks. I mean, residence were very good breaks for me at the time. Now I'm even thinking this, they were luxurious. It looks to have a month out, you know, out of these crazy cities and something, and just to focus on your work. I think they are important. They are important. And I think every artist in his career feels the need for a time off. Or something, or maybe to go deeper in some project, maybe to just have a time to think.
Would you come to Civitella again?
Sure. Yeah. Let's go now.
Yeah. What is going on art with the arts in Romania now?
There are several phenomena. One is Romania is no longer the country in itself border, but it's a more expanded country. So there are Romanian artists living from Berlin to Stockholm to Paris to New York. And then somehow they got relinked with the scene in Romania, so that makes a bigger country, if you can imagine. And this is a new phenomenon. Then the second part is there is a certain renaissance of the arts. This is not as a result of a fantastic cultural politics, but it's the result of some fantastic individuals. And it's going both in the films, which are very famous today, and in the visual arts. This doesn't mean the situation is great, no. There's no money, there's no market, there's no very much interest or whatever. So people have to struggle every day for their life and for their practice as an artist. There's not enough art spaces and museums, but this is a familiar story in Italy too, with the institutions, right? So we don't have enough institutions there. But in the midst of a kind of, you know, it's a post-disaster time, post-crisis or pre-post-crisis. Let's put it like that. There are signs of optimism and there are signs of pessimism. It's up to everybody what they choose. I mean, Romanian art at the moment is very controversial in a sense. It's having some kind of economic success, but I fear that there is a lack of criticism. Anyways, it's a better moment now than it was before.
Thank you.
Pleasure.